BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Beth, I'm 16 and I'm from Bristol. You might not know this, but I've been in hospital with Mark Hardle. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Beth introduced the show and this was her fascinating true life story.
You might not know this, but I've been in hospital with Mark Hardle.
So the X Factor winner came to see you in hospital?
Not just me personally, but he came to like the whole hospital because it was the 10th anniversary.
Right.
And then they're like, we have a special guest. And then it was Mark Hardle and he came in for like the day.
All right, you don't sound that impressed.
I was at the time. But it was like, when was it? It was like last year, I think.
What did he say to you? Was there an awkward conversation?
I thought it would be awkward. I thought he'd be really shy, but he wasn't. He was like, hi, how's everyone? And we had a picture.
Did he sing a song?
No, he should have.
Well, what's the point of Mark Hardle being there if he's not going to sing one of his songs?
To spread joy to all the ill people.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do they take requests in hospital? Like, if you go back in again, do you think you'll be able to ask for, like, who you want?
No, it was like a special occasion. I don't think they'd get One Direction if I asked them to.
I think there should be, like, a little box where you can leave a note saying who you'd prefer next.
Yeah, there should be.
Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
That's okay.
Your friends are very excitable.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks for being on.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is Scott on Radio 1. Good on Mark Hardle for doing hospital visits, I think. But do you reckon any one of our listeners has had that thing where they're in a hospital and a celebrity comes to visit? And for some reason, because there are some people that you just can't stand. And they've been like, hi everyone, I'm here to visit your ward. I'm Brian Dowling. And they've been, oh God. Because you can't get away, can you?
No.
You're in the bed.
No, you're stuck.
You're stuck. Be quite interested. I mean, nothing wrong with Brian Dowling. I'm just saying that sometimes there are celebrities that, for no particular reason, you just cannot stand.
Have you ever done hospital visits?
I've done a couple.
How did they go?
They weren't fussed.
Would you like it if Scott came and visited you in hospital?
No,
I'd be nice.
Like, oh, seriously.
I would eat your grapes.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I'll have all these lush foods around my bed and like...
Leave Scott. Off my muffins.
Or if I was nil by mouth, Scott will come in with like a massive pizza. Yeah. Right, love?
I so
just
would.
Just like eating it in front of me.
Aha. Yeah, they weren't bothered at all. They're a bit like, who? I just thought it was a nice thing to do at the time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katie.
Hello.
Hiya, what are you doing?
Sitting in the car with my two-year-old.
How can I help?
No, it's just when you mentioned about that girl where Mark Hardle visited in hospital. I thought I'd let you know about my nana was in hospital at Christmas time, bless her, and Duncan Bannatyne came and did a visit.
And
she actually told him, she said, I'm sorry, love, but I don't know who you are.
I love that. And Bannatyne would have loved it also.
Oh, I'm sure he did, yeah.
What do you mean you don't know who I am? Also, she was like, I'm sorry, love, I haven't got a clue.
I love how honest nans can be.
I know, I like that. That's the brilliant thing about old people. They don't care. Just, if they don't know, they'll just be like, I'm just absolutely no idea, I'm so sorry.
And you can't get angry at a poorly old person anyway.
Exactly. Duncan just had to grin and bear it. Thanks, Katie. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Becky, use the hashtag BeckyRapsFlowRider, and she's about to do it. It's Thursday's Becky Raps on Radio 1. Good luck.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I want to shut down.
Crazy, foolish, stupid, party going wild, fist pumping, music, I might lose it, blast to the roof, ha ha, we do's it, I don't care the night, she don't care, we like, almost dead, the rat five, ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high, jump and don't stop, surf for no crowd, ooh, said I gotta be the man when they head in my van, might check 1, 2, ooh. Shut them down in the club where the playboy does it and they'll get loose, loose. After bottle, we all get bitten again tomorrow. Gotta break loose cause that's the motto. Club shuts down, I heard you supermodel. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a home run, show me how you do. I wanna shut down in the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones. Party rocker, foot show stopper, more shampoo, number one club popper. Got a hangover like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars, so cool. No doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off till I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof, roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Oh, it's on light, everything goes. Round up, baby, to the freaky show. What happens to the body? It's a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like them untamed, don't tell me how pain. Tell them this, bottoms up with the champagne. My life coming harder than we've hit play. Do you busy with the bail? Were you insane?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Number one Somerset rapper.
Yes.
That was Flo Rida and Wild Ones. Flo Rida, obviously, played today by Becky. That's how you do's it, do's
That's
it, do's it.
That's how I do's it, do's it.
thanks for all the hashtags. Just checking this out, I think...
This is ridiculous. She's number two.
Number two worldwide trending now.
I like the way Chris is always like, I can't believe this.
Number two... Have people not nothing to talk
what
about?
What is going on?
What is going on? That's incredible. You're the second most talked about thing in the world right now. You rapping along to Flo Rida.
It doesn't make any sense.
Too much vodka. Wow.
I think she might actually have the potential, if we do this every day, to be one of the only people ever who sort of trends every day.
Yeah, let's not push
apart
her luck.
Apart from Justin Bieber and 1D.
Yeah, of course.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for this.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Afternoon, Laura and Amy in Hampshire. They're watching on the Radio 1 website and they have their own water ready to play along as well. Hello, Molly, in a sunny but freezing cold Warrington, who says, I can't wait to watch Innuendo Bingo for the first time on the website. If you're near a computer now, get to the Radio 1 website as soon as you can, because Becky and Chris are about to hopefully spit some water over each other and into the bin.
Now, today, Chris has got his special Innuendo Bingo jeans on, which are the ones with the big crotch hole.
Chris, you know that we put this on cameras now.
I completely forgot we did it on this day as well, so I'm wearing the wrong jeans for this.
So the only thing we could find to cover him up with was that picture that me and Chris got you for your birthday of the tennis player with the bum out.
Oh, yeah, the one that a lot of people have from the 70s.
Yeah.
So it's just the tennis lady there with her lifting her skirt up a little bit on the tennis court. I think that's a good way of censoring it.
Yeah, it's just because one of the cameras is a bit of an odd angle and I'm worried it's obscene unless we cover up.
Oh, do you know what, actually? The one that doesn't speak's just given me a better option, which is a Justin Bieber mask.
How do you feel about that between your legs?
Quick swap.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I'd rather I didn't have Bieber between my legs.
No, he's amazing. He's amazing.
But okay, let me see. We'll oh, yeah, no, that is good.
Work with what we've got.
Yeah, very good. That's all really long. Okay. Oh, dear. Right, it's time for Innuendo Bingo. Harriet is watching. Also, Rachel's watching with some bacon sandwiches on the go. Don't play with bacon sandwiches, just use water. It could be a choking issue. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
This is what happens. You put water into your mouth. You hear the clips of innuendo that people have sent in. Thank you, lovely listeners, for sending these in. And then, obviously, the water will spit out of your mouth if you can't hold it in. Because the clip is funny. Let's hope that happens. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, water please. I really hope you're watching this on the webcam. Get to the website now. It's happening. Live innuendo bingo. This one, spotted by Hannah in Edinburgh, and also Ryan off of Sittingbourne, and it's from BBC Two's Modern Spies. Here we go.
And you're proud to be a geek?
Absolutely. Very proud to be a geek. Everything that we do is strictly controlled within the law. I do penetration testing.
Ah!
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that went straight
over. Bieber is so wet.
Bieber's head.
I think we're going to have to swap masks throughout because I'm worried they're just going to get soaked.
It's all right. There you are, your first one to start you off. Stephen in Dublin has been on. You can replace it with a Rowan Atkinson mask if you prefer.
We might have to do...
You can't swap it for Mr. Bean.
There you are. That's really weird.
Mr. Bean's pulling a face of spoons?
Yeah.
Like, what the...
Spoons? Stephen off Dublin. Spotted this from Saturday Kitchen. Water?
Uh-huh.
Ready? Here we go.
Oh, it's heaven. Look at that. Really is. I love it all dripping down the sides.
There you go.
Chris went for it late. Becky, well held.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well held.
If you're tweeting about this, if you love it, hashtag innuendo bingo. Mm-hmm. Lol to Chris and Bieber. My first Radio 1 webcam experience. To someone.
Sorry.
What was that? What's funny about that? Sorry, I missed something.
Oh, I got it all over my face.
Yeah, that was a bad one. I'm sorry.
Right, can we calm down?
Yeah.
It's time for some bingo from Lorraine on ITV1. Jason in Newcastle under Lyme spotted it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water?
Mm-hmm. Keeps the bone in, which keeps them nice and moist. Okay. Try and keep the bone on the breast if you can. Okay. It's slightly longer, but you want to keep it nice and moist.
Hello? Did you both go then?
It's all fine, yes.
Becky. Okay.
Mr. Bean is
We're
going
to have to swap masks again. This one's.
Well, who have you got now?
Oh, God.
Posh.
Victoria Beckham mask. There it is on the screen. Hashtag innuendo bingo. Here we go.
Oh.
Loads of people spotted this, like Brandon and Lydia and Karen and Sophie and Barry. They are all loving the twice a week innuendo bingo. This is from Our Food on BBC Two. Here we go.
Can we try something?
Yep. Delicious.
You end up with a mouthful of soft, warm, salty flesh.
Little dribble there. Chris always comes off worse. Okay.
He sticks his head right in and then I've got nowhere else to go. As I know.
Well, I'm a polite player.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Watching innuendo bingo for the first time, says Izzy in Matlock. Okay, next one.
What? What? Becky's...
This one's spotted by someone called Mark Chapman. And it's from Stuart Hall on 5 Live Sport. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Whoa. It's strong. No subtlety. No frills. It's in your face, up your bum.
Well, my eyes are watering at the moment, Stuart. Anyhow.
Thank you, Chappers, for that one. Okay. Loads of people are loving it, watching it for the first time on the website.
Have we got any more?
Yeah. Couple of clips here from Antiques Roadshow. Spotted by Ben and Kent. It really is amazing what people take to Antiques Roadshow these days. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
These are actually surprisingly valuable.
Are they?
Because of the... Everybody wants a pair of this size.
Oh, right, OK.
Yes.
Doing well. Well held, everyone.
Mm.
Keep the water in. Mm. Keep it. Next bit, also from Antiques Roadshow.
And being a puppeteer, he knew exactly what this leg was, and so he found who the lady was and said, may I have a look at your box? And she said, oh, some junk that's been there since 1916.
Why did you go at the wrong bit? That wasn't even the bit. Could you hold it no longer? Wow.
Is 1916 one?
No. I don't know what he's doing. I spotted that one as well. I was watching that one. Okay, next one is spotted by James on the Isle of Man. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chloe in Aberdeen. Who knew two people spitting water in a bin would be so hilarious to watch? Okay, thank you, James. This is from the BBC Four documentary, get you? How Britain Got the Gardening Bug. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's always the same. It's always old men. Old men and their marrows.
Okay, that's not even it.
That is one, though.
Okay, more water.
How can you not love old men and their marrows?
Well, you know what's coming now. Oh, God.
This is descending into disaster. Come on, guys.
Right, okay, remember it's old men and their marrows. Once you got past that, that's when it's a thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's always the same. It's always old men. Old men and their marrows. It's a size thing.
Just look at the length of shaft. There's no semblance of a bulbous bottom.
Chris waited right to the end, and it was worth it.
You sound like Basil Brush.
Oh, I'm spent. Right, one more. Oh. Okay. Stop looking at yourself in the camera, Chris, and get playing
no,
the
just,
game.
No, I'm just making sure Posh is covering. Oh, no. No, Becky, that's not on.
Right, come on, one more.
Can't do it.
Hello, if you're listening to Radio 1.
I'm going to have to retire.
I'm watching
injury.
On the Radio 1 website, hashtag InuendoBingo on Twitter. This is from Tom and Gemma in Brighton, who spotted this on Today, the Australian TV news show. Mm. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show. I got up this morning at 3:15, walked down the hallway to the shower, and the front door is wide open, like wide open. And so I grabbed this long stabby thing that I have next to the bed just in case someone breaks in.
A long stabby?
Yeah, because your bloke's got to protect his family, right?
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, what do you have by your bed that is long and stabby or whatever that is going to make a mess of someone who tries to break into your house and try and steal something from your home?
I've got just a golf club, so I've got one on each. I've got three stories. Yeah, can I make a point? If you've got an intruder coming into your house, why would you want to actually stab them? That means you've got to get up close and personal with them. I'd want to be standing back and whacking them off from a distance.
So you don't
sorry.
That's a good one. I wonder where that was going, but it got there in the end. Right, so that was Innuendo Bingo. There's more next Tuesday. So many people watching and commenting. Tom in Birmingham. When Becky spat on Chris's leg, he moved the mask and we saw the hole.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Loving it. First time on camera, Sarah, in Stratford-upon-Avon. And Becky spraying Chris with water on his actual head is making me lol. That's from Ant in Brighton. Thanks for using the hashtag InuendoBingo. Anything you spot that you think might be suitable, send me an email and tell me about it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. Now with some lounge music. The Posh Radio 4 lady is back here in our new time slot to read out the stuff that you have been saying to us this week. If you want to make contact with the show, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, like this person has.
Dear Scott, how the hell are you? I trust you are well. I am cranking along. Things are going swimmingly in the studio, as a mommy. My goodness gracious, how life has changed.
Who's this in the studio? Who do I know that's now a mum and is in the studio?
Is this a studio?
I am so, so, so excited for all of you to hear what we've been working on. I think it's good. I really do. But who cares what I think, right? What matters most is how you feel about it. Really looking forward to seeing you again, dusting off the old dancing shoes and learning some new tricks, Smiley.
What?
Thanks again for all the I miss yous and all the constant love. My heart is full. Thank you. All my lovin', XXX, Pink.
Eh?
Pink.
Actual pink.
Why is Pink emailing Dear Scott?
Is this personal to you or is this one of those random mailing lists that, I pink, think someone, that fans get?
Someone signed me up to a mailing list. Because I don't normally get personal correspondence from Pink. Oh, but which one of you did this?
Oh, well, it wasn't me.
Right, well, I'm still signed up to the Celine Dion one, and I didn't sign up to that myself. And I still get regular emails from Will Young telling me how he's doing. They're not personal either. That's part of his fan club. And I also get some from someone from the 80s called Belinda Carlisle. They all come through to my email.
I love that you've been signed up for these. Is it because you give out your email address every day? So, like, when you say scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, people then go and sign you up to random mailing lists?
Well, thanks for saying that, because now I'll get more.
Do you think it's that Pink was listening, heard no. his email address, and put it onto the mailing list herself?
Yes, I'd love that.
Right, that is spam, basically, so let's not have that next.
Okay, sorry.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, off of Unimpressed Voice, and the one that doesn't speak. So I was bored the other day and listening to your podcasts. Randomly decided to Google and find out if there's something revolutionary about you which I didn't know about, Scott.
And the answer
yes, there's
no.
many things. No,
there
many
isn't.
Things.
As if.
Do you
like
want me
what?
To say some of them?
Like what?
What, you want me to do a revelation about you now that people
no.
don't know?
No, I don't.
You're saying there aren't any?
Not on the internet.
Oh, right.
You might know some.
I thought you were saying that there weren't any revelations.
Whoa,
I was
whoa,
like, well,
whoa.
I could do is at least six.
I discovered that when you type your name into Google, the second suggestion which comes up is Scott Mills' boyfriend. Intrigued, I clicked for a look and decided to go to images. One of the first images which comes up is a picture of Justin Bieber. Are you secretly dating the Biebs behind Gomez's back? By the way, I also looked up Scott Mills' girlfriend, and a picture of David Mitchell off of Peep Show was on, as well as a picture of Edith Bowman. Are you dating any of these people, or is Google lying to me? Love you, bye. P.S. Can you tell Chris Moyles I would quite like to marry him? I'm reasonably attractive. Love, Hannah. Off of Cardiff, 5'3", blue eyes, tan skin, haircut like Grimmy, and a birthmark shaped like a foot on my hip.
Wow, you sound like a catch. No, I'm not dating any of those people. It's weird, Google, especially when you search me in Google Images. Have you seen that one? It comes up like fourth or fifth. It's not even a picture of me. It's a picture of somebody lying down.
On a sun lounger, getting water on them.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always thought that was
that
you.
Is, that isn't me.
But
it looks like someone's weighing on me, but it's not even me.
Oh, I always thought that was you.
No, I think that's from one of my gigs in, like, Magaluf or somewhere, but it's not me.
I thought David Mitchell was getting married anyway.
But not
Are
to me.
Are you having an affair with him?
No, I'm not having an affair with him.
Are you sure you don't just remember this picture?
Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and the rest of the team. I would just like to start off and say that I'm truly devastated with your new show slot. I've listened to your show after school ever since I was 11 years old, and it saddens me that the only time I can ever mega lol is listening to your podcast, something I've never done before and never planned to, because I always got to hear your show. I'm going to miss Chris's tap end, innuendo bingo, the return of Oi, what's occurring, and everything else. Sad smiley. I just want to say a final farewell to you guys and the show, because my laziness means I probably won't ever bother to download the podcast. I love you all the same, though. I really do. Crying smiley. Love you, bye, from Warona, 15, from Nuneaton. P.S. Please could you explain the humour behind Go On Pigs? It has become a huge part of your show ever since you played it on Innuendo Bingo. Am I the only one who doesn't understand the joke?
It's from the Archers, and it's when they were pushing out the pigs in the farm. That's all you need to know, really. There's nothing else to explain.
That bit, Go On Pigs, isn't an innuendo in itself.
No.
It's just we found it funny because we weren't expecting such a gravelly farmer voice to just come at us.
Well, I'm sorry that you can't be bothered to download the Scott Mills Daily. It really is quite easy.
Yeah, but the thing is, you only have to do it once, don't you? And then it comes automatically to your...
Yeah, if you click on subscribe.
Yeah.
That's disappointing, but, you know, some people just are too lazy. And that's you. You said that yourself.
Aren't you going to try and keep her with some amazing offers, like they do when you ring up to cancel your mobile phone contract and they try to lure you back with, like, oh, but you could have, like, 36 months free and
give
like,
some points or
a
something.
Chocolate or something.
I could do a bog off on Scott Mills points.
Could do.
Possibly. Buy one, get one free.
If you get the if you get the download before midnight.
Yeah. There's an incentive. Maybe everyone that downloads today the Scott Mills Daily which is our free download available from the Radio 1 website. Click on my face, click on Scott Mills Daily, put it on your MP3 player. Everyone that does it today can have 10 Scott Mills points. Now, that's got to be worth doing.
That's not even worth clicking on for.
Yes, it is.
Is it though?
Yes.
What does 10 get you? That's not even half a spice rack.
They all add up. 10 Scott Mills. Okay, right.
I wouldn't even get out of bed for less than 30 SMPs.
Well, you're just spoilt then, aren't you? 20 Scott Mills points.
Is that how you get paid?
20 SMPs.
No.
50. 20,
no.
50.
No, my final offer is 20 Scott Mills points if you download the Scott Mills Daily today. Eventually, you have enough for the spice rack or maybe even the speedboat. So, download it. It's free and everything. Just go to the website. It's not hard. Or listen to the whole show if you want the music on iPlayer. Next.
Dear Scott et al., I was listening to your show the other day when Chris was reading from 24 Years at the Tap End and mentioned his intention of starting bowls early to be a champion at the prime age for the sport. Fantastic idea.
Run us through that again.
If you start bowls when you're young, the theory is by the time you're 60, when most people are playing bowls, you can be a world champion because you'll be the best by then.
It wasn't until last week when I realised that I was also unknowingly already doing the same, in which one day I could be a British sporting hero when it's my time to shine in 60 years from now. The sport in question is in fact campanology, or bell ringing to the less refined listener. However, I do have my doubts as to whether there are in fact any competitions in which trophies, medals, certificates, money, or even acknowledgement of the skill behind the ringing of the bells exists. And I am currently reserving much hope that starting this sport early will really bring me any kind of recognition at all after 60 years. Lots of love, Zara, 23, from Taunton, XX.
Bell ringing. Can you start that young and work up to be amazing at it? There's loads of young bell ringers.
Yeah.
Well, you have to. I would imagine that you have to be a certain age, otherwise won't you just fly up the thing? Like, hold on to the rope, and then you, like, pull down, pull up, and it takes you with it, like, straight up the
I'm so sorry, a bit of snot came out. Sorry. That is awful.
Oh, you don't see children bell ringing, do you? It's probably health and safety reasons.
Can I just say, I'm a walking mess. I've got snot coming out my nose, I've got food all around my
mouth.
You
haven't even got tissue, you've got loo roll.
Next.
Hi Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. I've been meaning to send this in for quite a while, but I've only just had the chance, so here it goes. Every time I listen to Mile High Club, I always spot when Chris sings, "I can be your navigator, navigate me to the dance floor." He says, "navigator," in a bit of a Somerset accent, and I was wondering if you spotted it too. Love you, Clara, XXXX. Smiley, tongue sticking out smiley, winking smiley, laughing smiley.
Didn't you do that because we were trying to imitate Flo Rida?
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me it's Somerset. It wasn't meant to be. No, it was just like, meant to rhyme navigator and dance floor.
It's like over there in that Flo Rida song.
I think it's just come out Somerset.
I've known this for a while, so let's give it a spin again. Mile High Club by Mile High Club. This is our bid to have a worldwide hit record. Listen to the formula.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor. Don't miss the flight. We're dancing all night. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile-high dance floor. It's a mile-high metaphor.
If anyone knows how we can get this to number one in Europe, let me know.
Bing bong, bing, this bong. Is your captain speaking. Wanna take off with you this evening. Flown the world to every country. You're the girl tonight who wants me. You can be my navigator and navigate me to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Put your table, put your seat upright. You could be in for a bumpy ride.
Definitely. Navigator.
Surely now that we've got Becky rapping on it, though, that should go number one in the world.
Well,
maybe that's
that.
How we go about our business.
Are we any further forward with this? Because we seem to have, in true me style, I seem to have kind of forgotten about it.
Well, you've run off with 1D now, haven't you?
I've what? Mm-hmm.
Mile High Club manager, now you're 1D's manager. You've given up on us.
I'm not their manager yet.
You've just gone to the US and forgotten about us,
no,
UK
I haven't.
Fans.
I haven't.
You have, though.
I haven't. I haven't forgotten about you, Mile Highlers.
Mile Highlers?
Mile Highlers. Anything you want to say on Dear Scott, then let me know. Thursdays is when we do it. and my email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can write in about absolutely anything, anything, and it will get read out by the posh Radio 4 lady.
Apparently, children can do bell ringing and they don't go flying up the tower.
Oh, good. Thanks for clearing that up.
Oh, no.
What?
What's up?
I've been signed up to so many mailing
lists. What have you got?
Amazing.
Yes, if you did this. Not that I gave the email out on purpose, but yeah.
Thanks for registering with Joe McKeldry.
That's a good one.
Thanks for registering with Cliff Richard. Thanks for registering with Matt Cardle. Thanks for registering with Flo Rida. Oh, good. Dolly Parton.
You had that one already.
I did. Got it twice now. Bingo. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Actually, I'm not minding that much that I'm being signed up to all these random celebrity mailing lists now, because it's quite interesting to find out what they're up to. Obviously, I know what Pitbull's up to, but thanks anyway, Chad in Lincolnshire, for signing me up to Pitbull Official. But, you know, with this one, whoever signed me up, if I activate it by visiting this URL, I can find out exactly what Lisa Scott Lee is up to at the moment. Rehearsing for the Steps Tour. Apart from that, she lives in Dubai.
I know, I was going to say, doesn't she do a radio show in Dubai?
Does she?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll find out now. I'll also be across every move of Philip Schofield, because I've got his newsletter. And
have you got a newsletter?
No. Have what would it say?
Got up,
drank went, some wine.
Got up, went to the radio, went home?
Yeah, there's no one wants to know that.
Went to the lottery?
Yeah. I've got the Jennifer Aniston one. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is good.
Tom Jones. I've got, they need my account details at Mariah Carey. No, 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 I'm not paying for it. And someone called Big Country, I've just been signed up to as well. Thank you. It's 20 to 3 on BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Coming up, it's my show and tell, where we bring something to the class and tell the rest of the class about it.
What have you got today?
I've got something really good today,
yes,
which you'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day, you brought to the table the texts and emails that I sometimes send you.
Yes, they were good.
Today, it's the text that you've sent me, Becky, onto my phone.
Texts?
Yeah, texts,
texts,
yes.
Texts are different to work emails. Texts are like what I personally think.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still fun. And that's going to be at 3:10. Am I breaking some kind of confidentiality thing here? We're friends, right?
It depends what I've said in them.
Are we friends?
Remember...
Are we friends?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's enough for me.
Right. I remember I was nice to you and I bleeped some of yours so that you didn't lose your job.
That's true.
So just remember that when you're doing mine.
I'm just trying to think if any of these are career threatening. Well, we'll have a listen. 3:10 is my show and tell, the best of Becky's texts. The Scott Mills Daily. It's our two favourite old people, Beryl and Betty, from BBC Humberside. Now, last week we found out that we hadn't been nominated for a prestigious Sony Radio Award. This show is not on the list this year. But these two, Beryl and Betty, have. They're up for the award that we have won in previous years. So we're trying to get in with them a bit, so we can win the award next year. Beryl and Betty are really old. They're in their late
bluntly, right?
Late 80s and early 90s. But they have still got it, and they're on BBC Humberside. If you're not aware of them, we have played a bit earlier in the week. Here they are.
Hello, ladies. You all right?
Hello, we are fine.
Hello, David.
Let's just establish who's who, then. There's Beryl over there. Hello, Beryl.
Hello, David.
Hello. There's Betty over there.
Hello, darling.
Betty's the one that's 90.
Yes.
With the filthy laugh.
So what's happened here is David, who does the show with them, right, has recorded a little message for us.
Oh.
Okay, that's cool. So just to get to you to know a little bit more about Beryl and Betty, our favourite radio presenters, here they are.
A little fact about Beryl was that she used to work on the trolley buses in Hull.
Oh, yes.
As a conductor.
Conductress.
And
I'm a lady.
You had an affair or two with the odd American soldier during the Second World War when they perhaps came on the bus?
Oh, well, yes. One or two, you know.
All right, don't brag. Yes. One or two, yeah.
So that's Beryl. She's had a couple of soldiers. And Betty?
Betty, you've got how many kids?
10.
Betty was also pregnant for the best part of 19 years. Right, let's get on with the thing, because this is for a special recording for Scott Mills at Radio 1.
I don't know why I met him, but he kept coming.
Okay. Oh, no. I can see why they've been nominated. I really can. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
I feel uncomfortable.
No wonder she
bit.
Has such a dirty laugh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Couple of soldiers.
So thank you, David, for doing this special message for us, because I know that they're very busy these days. They've got agents and stuff now, Beryl and Betty, since they got nominated. But here they are saying hello to us.
Say hello to Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, Scott.
And you can say hello as
hello,
well.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Say hello to Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, Scott.
And you can say hello as
hello,
well.
Hello, Scott.
Love them.
What I've got here is a photograph of lovely Scott Mills.
Oh, that's nice.
And I just wanted to get your first reaction as to what you thought. Just say what you think when you see the picture.
What do you think when I see it,
So I'm going to give it to Beryl first.
All right, then.
The 86-year-old. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Oh. Well, so they've got a photo of me.
Yeah. Now, I know what they're going to say, but do you want to have a guess at what their first, what the first thing they say is when they see the picture of you?
Big ears.
Chris?
This is great. It's like an elderly hot or not. I'm going to go moon face.
As if they would say moon face. They might. I would say, oh, I don't know.
See, if I hadn't, if I didn't know, I'd say, ooh, lovely young man.
If you get this right, maybe you want to play along, get yourself some Scott Mills points. You can have 10 if you guess what they say about me. So David's about to show Beryl and Betty a photo of me. What's the first thing they're going to say? Here we go. I've not heard this. Go
on, is this Scott?
That's Scott, yeah. What do you think?
You're joking.
What, who do you think it is?
It looks like Michael Bublé.
Isn't it?
Yes, Scott, you are the image. Oh, you are the image of Michael Bublé. Honestly,
isn't it Michael Bublé?
I thought you were kidding
me. No, it's not Michael Bublé.
Isn't he like it, Betty? Look.
What do you think, Betty? Give me your thoughts.
Oh, I say.
Michael Bublé?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, no, don't give it the really, because you've told me lots of times before that a lot of people say to you look like Michael Bublé, and you even said when we had Michael Bublé in once, Michael, people say I look like you so much. Do you think we look alike?
We had a picture taken together, and we didn't.
He wasn't too sure, no.
Oh, he's a lovely looking young man, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, I've fallen for him now.
Oh.
There you are.
Whoa.
I've fallen for you, Scott.
Oh, no, is that the one that's had 10 soldiers? Oh, no, I'm getting that wrong. A couple of soldiers, 10 kids.
10 children, yeah. She loves you. Sorry, she's taking a shine to you.
I got that wrong. I'm getting my numbers all mixed up.
Oh, he's a lovely looking young man, isn't he? Well, I've fallen for him now.
Oof.
There you are.
Whoa.
I've fallen for you, Scott.
Oof. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills. Oh, no, you'd heard it.
Yeah, but I said lovely.
Lovely
yeah.
young man, you can have the 10 points.
Yeah, you can have it.
Everyone pretty much is texting in with the word orange. Well, you don't give yourself 10 Scott Mills points because they did not say that.
She properly loves you.
Oh, he's a lovely looking young man, isn't he? Well, I've fallen for him now.
Oh.
There you are.
Well.
I've fallen for you, Scott.
Are you going to...
What?
You know, get together.
With Beryl and Betty?
No, the one that fancies you.
Lad.
You could go out with Beryl. You could go out with Beryl. She could be the new Caroline Flack.
That's my favourite quote of the day.
But don't you think? Think of all the publicity.
Hey, Beryl, you're the Caroline Flack of Humberside. That's awesome. We could be like the Posh and Becks of radio, or at least the like Jamie and Louise of radio. We'd be radio royalty. I don't mind the age difference. Anyway, that was Beryl and Betty, our favourites from BBC Radio Humberside.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Show and Tell. Yes, it's my turn today. Now, on Tuesday of this week on this show, Becky here probably broke the circle of trust that we have on the radio show that we have between us by reading out some old emails that I have sent her over the last 5 years.
Now, can I just clarify, these are from your work email to my work email, and everything is monitored anyway, so it's fine. There's no trust broken there. I just chose to read them out.
These are texts.
See, now this is trust, because this is my personal phone to your personal phone.
You got a problem? You want us to stop it?
Yes.
No.
It's all for lols.
Every time you say ready, I'm going to say not ready.
So today on Show and Tell, it's text messages that have been sent to me from Becky Huxtable over the past while. Read out for us by a bloke called Dexter, who works at Radio 1 in the office upstairs, not a serial killer. But I don't know that. Probably to cover ourselves, I should say I don't know whether he is or not, but I don't think he is. So, are you ready for your first text?
Okay.
Here's my show and tell as I show my phone to you, listeners, and the ones that I've received from Becky.
Do you follow Kat Deely? OMG to all the retweets last night of that troll bloke. She needs to learn it's better not to.
This is so good. Awkward.
Do you know what, though? I stand by that. I think the whole thing with internet trolls is that it used to be that celebrities used to retweet people who'd said really bad things to them.
I've been guilty
of
that. So
that then all their followers would then abuse that person. And I think with internet trolls, all they want is attention. So the best thing to do is just block them and move on. But
good words.
Kat the other night was just kept retweeting these trolls. And I was like, oh, you're just going to get...
Yeah.
I just felt bad for her.
Yeah, so she needs to... Kat Deely, stop retweeting the trolls.
But you text Scott this.
Yeah, well...
It was within 5 minutes of waking up as well. I'd already been on Twitter, looked at all the retweets and then texted you.
You know
I wasn't even out of bed.
I know.
It's so bad.
It's not bad. You're just making a point. I did look at them. Okay, next. Be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, this is making me... I'm not sure I like it.
I love it. Have emailed to say we were surprised with surprise drinks and we couldn't get out of them. Don't tweet saying you're at home, lol. I'm going home too. Can't be bothered with parties.
That's from a while ago now. Probably about 6 months ago.
That was for my friend's birthday.
Was it?
Oh. There's someone here.
I'm sorry.
Can't say.
Right,
that was my friend's birthday.
So I was told not to tweet that I was at home because we both got out of it. That's quite impressive.
This is classic, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Sorry.
Oh, man. I'm going to have some serious explaining to do to them.
Sorry. It was a while ago now, though. Does that make any difference?
It's quite cunning
no,
from both of you.
People remember. And if he's listening and it's like from 6 months ago... You're now trying to work out when his birthday is. Mm. He's going to know.
So it's a he whose birthday was 6 months ago.
Was it the one that doesn't speak? His was about 6 months ago.
And he's a he.
It wasn't him.
Right, okay. Let's...
Okay, next one.
Berlusconi is now the only thing in my timeline. Arr.
Say that one again.
Berlusconi is now the only thing in my timeline. Arr.
What have you got to say about Berlusconi?
I liked Berlusconi on Facebook, you know, around the whole, like, when he was in, like, he was having parties, wild parties, and I thought he might comment on them on his Facebook page. He doesn't. He just talks in Italian about politics.
Oh, I want to know about the parties.
And I liked it, and he just flooded my timeline with, like, blah, 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 blah.
He's good, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but I can't...
Question? Do you fancy him a bit?
Berlusconi?
A little bit.
No, I don't.
You do, though, I think.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by him.
I think you do. Best bit on Facebook. Becky Huxtable likes Silvio Berlusconi.
Prince Philip is my new favourite. Loves the show, lol.
What?
Oh, that was after I met him at the Duke of Edinburgh Awards.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he was a massive fan of the show.
What, Prince Philip listens to this?
Yes.
As if.
No, here's what he said. I don't know, he says it to everybody, but it was nice.
What's
when he
his favourite bit then? Did you ask him?
Love no, the bingo.
Next. Amazing. You looked well young. Good work.
Now, this is the thing which you told me to do, is that every time you're on TV, I have to text you and tell you how young you look.
No, I did not say that.
So
don't turn it around to me.
There'll be loads of these in your phone. And
there is a lot.
I think that one was from BBC Breakfast.
Yeah.
When you were on talking about One Direction.
Thanks for saying that.
No
Next.
Worries.
Spotted. Mark Goodyear in a suit on a Boris bike.
These are the things that I get sent every day on my texts. There you are, that's former Radio 1 DJ Mark Goodyear there, in a suit on a Boris bike, so being very green. Next.
Stop sending me poos.
What? You might have to explain that
this
one, otherwise.
This is really recent. This was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Now, Grimmy has got a new app on his phone, which does all the little emoticons, and he's got, like, he can do, he's so excited, because he can now do, like, aubergines, big muscles, cactus.
Poos.
And poos. And he's like, yeah, you should just send them to your lawyer and stuff. It's really cool.
And then he told my lawyer.
Then he told you to do it, and you just kept sending me poos all day. Yeah. So I was like, stop sending me poos, because I've got a different phone, and I can't see them.
They just come as black squares on yours.
Yeah.
You've never sent me a poo.
I'll send you one in a minute if you want. So this is just something that Grimmy told me about, this new app yesterday. I've got it on my phone now. I'm sending poos galore. Next.
Justin Wee Collins looks extra pervy now he's lost more weight.
I can't believe it. This is the best game ever.
Now we...
It was a typo.
Justin Wee Collins looks extra pervy now he's lost more weight.
Oh, Becky.
Ah, productive text day.
I know. And finally, in Becky's text to me...
Just getting debuzzed at the docks, then in ASAP.
What is that?
What's going on?
This is this awful thing that I've gotten up. This just sounds so ridiculous. Every time I bend forward, my entire body vibrates from, like, my legs down.
I know, I'm worried about this.
So I went to the doctors to try and get them to sort it out, and she went... What, when you bend your neck, your legs vibrate? And I said, yeah. And she went, no, not possible. Not connected.
Well,
and I was sent away.
Well, they do, because that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Just getting debuzzed at the docks, then in ASAP.
I'm glad you explained that.
I thought
that.
They could, like, plug me into a massive, like, something or other and it would stop me vibrating.
I know, but obviously not. Are you going to go back and say, still vibrating?
Well, no, because she says it's not possible.
Well, it is. It's happening to you.
I can't believe some of them. OMG.
Justin Wee Collins looks extra pervy now he's lost more weight.
Sorry about that, Becky.
Best game
ever. It was the best game ever.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And now some play-along at home fun.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is your chance to win Scott Mills points every day on Oh, What's Occurring? It's back on our new time slot, 1 till 4. Don't forget, by the way, Becky is being a saint and making the download the same day as the show goes out. So it'll be up by about 5 o'clock tonight if you missed any of the bits from the show today. Play along. Please make a note of how many Scott Mills points you've got because I can't be responsible. So far this week, Becky has got 30 and Chris trailing behind on 25 SMPs. Yesterday, we were out on Stupid Street. That made a welcome return. And we wanted to find out how environmentally friendly they are. So we asked, what do you do to be more green? And some of the answers were astonishing.
What am I doing to be more green? Oh, that is a well tough question. Turning my hairdryer off when I'm using it.
That's right, she's saving the planet by turning her hairdryer off while she's using it. And we did have a little debate about this yesterday. Is it Pixie Lott? Listen.
Oh, that is a well tough question.
Does sound a bit like her.
Mm.
Also yesterday, we had the missing words round from popular songs. You had to guess what the words were.
Well, you know you make me wanna sh...
And that was Shout, of course, by Lulu.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at this time every day or get it on the free download... Are we all ready?
Yes.
Here is question one on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let's do it. Right, have you ever heard this song in your life before? I think most people have.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Yes, Barry.
With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her hair, she would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar.
Heard that?
I've heard you playing this in your car, yeah.
No, you haven't.
Of course I've heard it, because we went to an audience with Barry Manilow together and sat behind Dev from Corrie.
Yes. You don't get points for saying, yes, I know what this song is. but it is one of the greatest songs ever written, Copacabana by Barry Manilow. It's the story of Lola, who is a showgirl at the Copacabana Club. Now, yesterday, I called my friend Dino, and I just read out the lyrics to the song to him on the phone. For 10 Scott Mills points, you have to tell me, how long could I keep my mate Dino on the phone for before he realised that I was just using the lyrics of Copacabana by Barry Manilow as the conversation? I'll give you 10 points if you can get within 15 seconds of the actual time we spent on the phone before he realised what I was doing. Becky.
I think it starts with her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, so I'm going to say, he picks up the phone, 25 seconds.
Before he realises what's going on.
Or maybe even less, 20 seconds. Yeah.
Christopher.
You see, I know Dino, and I don't think, I'm going to go like a minute.
1 minute.
I don't think he'll understand what's going on. Yeah, I'm going to go a minute.
Let's find out.
Ow! What's a kidding?
Here's me calling my friend Dino, just using the lyrics of Copacabana by Barry Manilow. But how long till he worked out what I was doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. Just going to the gym. What's up?
I met this girl that knows you last night.
Who?
Well, she says her name was Lola, and she's a showgirl.
Lola?
Yeah.
Where were you?
She's got, like, yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there.
Where?
She does merengue and also the cha-cha.
You met a girl called Lola who knows me?
Yeah.
Who is she? Where were you? Were you in Soho?
Do you know any showgirls?
No, I don't know any showgirls. I don't know anyone called Lola. That's an absurd name for a star.
Well, she tried to be a star, but Tony always tended the bar.
No, I don't know Tony.
They work from 8 till 4.
Are they from Cardiff?
They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more?
Scott, you sound like you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. Do you know these people?
No, I don't know Lola and Bob. Or Lola and Tony.
At the Copa?
No, I don't know anyone called Tony. I don't know anyone called Lola.
I think it's the hottest spot north of Havana. Is there a place in Cardiff called Copa?
Not that I know of.
They've got this thing, music and passion were always the fashion.
I don't understand.
At the Copa, they fell in love.
Well, what were you out?
Yeah, last night. And then it all kicked off. His name was Rico.
Who?
He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair.
Yeah.
And he saw Lola dancing there.
What was she?
And then when she finished, he called her over.
Yeah.
But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar. And then the punches flew and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot.
What?
But just who shot who? That was all at the Copa.
At the Copa Cabana. The Copa Cabana. The hottest spot north of Havana. It's a song, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what you mean.
Quite frankly, I'm in the gym and I've got to go, so I'll call you later.
Quite frankly, I'm in the gym. She lost her love. Legend.
I want to hear more of him. He's funny.
Managed to get through pretty much the whole story there of the showgirl called Lola at the Copacabana without him guessing. 2 minutes and 3 seconds before he had any idea. So no points there. No one got near.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Apparently there is a Copa in Cardiff.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Oh, that's what really confused
him. That's why everyone's texting in.
Oh. Next. Here is a game we haven't played for a while. It's egg roulette. It's Easter, so we'll call this Easter egg roulette.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyone else know what's coming next?
I do, yes.
No, I don't get told these things.
All right, so I've got 6 eggs here. Regular hen's eggs from the supermarket. Before you comment, they are not caged. These hens have had a private education and have been on loads of lush holidays.
They've been skiing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have they been travelling?
Yeah, they've been travelling for like years in Thailand and Vietnam. Some of them have been hard-boiled, these eggs. Some of them haven't. One of you will choose 3 eggs You will then hit them one at a time on your head. The question is, how many of them will be raw? It's a good game. It's Easter egg roulette. Who's going to play?
Chris.
Hang on.
Right, so next on Radio 1 wins Scott Mills points as Chris smashes eggs on his own head in Easter egg roulette.
Wow. What's a
curtain?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's a curtain?
We're in the middle of Oh, What's a Curtain for Thursday, and we are playing egg roulette. Easter egg roulette. Here we have six eggs, which we are freshly bought today from the supermarket. Some of them are hard-boiled, some of them aren't. OK, we're going to choose three eggs. What Chris is going to do is hit them one at a time on his head. The question is, how many of them will be raw? Let's ask Becky, how many will be raw out of six eggs?
One.
One raw out of six.
Oh, out of three eggs. He's only doing three.
Oh, is he doing three now?
Yeah. So we've picked three of the six.
Yeah.
So it could be three that are raw. But I'm going to say one.
So we picked three eggs out of six. Out of those, you're
saying... I'm always rubbish at probability.
You're saying one is raw.
Yeah. I think it's just totally random, isn't it? There's no way you can work it out.
Yeah, that's a guess.
One, yeah.
Chris...
Well, I don't believe that you've hard-boiled any of them.
Well,
so you're going to say three?
So I'm going three.
That happens every time.
Do you know what? That did happen when I first started on this show. I did have like three straight raw.
Well, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's the initiation ceremony.
I look ridiculous.
No, it's health and safety. You've got like you're all covered up with bin bags.
Okay, so here we go. Let's play Easter egg roulette. Chris will smash the eggs on his own head. Because it's Easter. That's what you do. All right, ready?
Ready when you are.
Doing a complicated...
Number
camera
one?
...camera phone video over this.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see how many are raw or not. Go.
Oh, no! It's hard-boiled!
First one is hard-boiled.
Oh, that was a good...
Okay.
Oh, so you have hard-boiled some of them.
You see?
See, he's
Don't
got faith
doubt
in
us.
Now.
Give him a good smash on your head.
Oh,
okay.
I feel happier now.
Egg number two. Come on.
Ready?
Good luck. Nice big smash. Forehead.
Oh!
Oh! Right in the eyes. Oh. Oh.
It's in the eye.
This is yolks.
Oh.
I'm a rubbish joke.
All right.
Everything fine?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, that...
You're going to ming of egg. I've got a three-hour train journey with you.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
The yolk's on you.
Last one.
I just did a yolks, lol.
Oh.
Okay, last one. An egg, Easter egg roulette. Go. Smash it.
It's a life. It's my attempt at a joke.
Go.
Oh!
Yes!
Don't...
Oh, that is dripping down.
Yeah, that's on the jeans, good.
On the jeans, excellent. Those jeans have been through hell and back.
That's two eggs there, Scott, then.
So, two out of three were raw.
So, he's now just sat there with a pile of raw egg in his lap on a bin bag.
What do I do?
Looking good.
What do I do from here?
If you
Make
said
a
two,
lush meringue.
If you said two, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Neither of you have got any today.
Oh, it was worth it then, Chris.
Oh, brilliant.
Right. Right, you're going to sit away from me on the train.
Oh, what's a curtain?
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1